Guinea, we can say that according to the government and the junta, every time they communicate, they've been telling that the calendar set up for the return to the constitutional life in this country, the timetable is being respected. They are on time. On the other side, the political and the social actors are basically asking themselves the same questions Ekova has been asking. So at this time, what political and social actors have been asking is, for example, at which dates precisely the referendum is going to be held and when we can expect the local elections, the legislative elections, the presidential elections. Since they say after the census is done, they're going to withdraw the electoral list from it. When that process is going to start really nationwide so that we can see people being registered as to say in about such month we will be having these elections or this referendum and so on.
According to the communique I'm reading, it seems that maybe ECOWAS is not happy about how things are going in not only Guinea, but Mali and Burkina Faso. So you are saying that the Guinean authorities are claiming that the transition process is on time. ECOWAS is saying it wants these three countries to stand or remain with the 24-month transition process. That is, by next year, there should be elections.
Yeah, I mean, even ourselves, that is what we are expecting, because basically we were in the process of defining the calendar for this transitional period. You remember at one point, many political coalitions and social organizations had started suggesting or proposing the timetable. Some were talking about 3 years, 3 years and a half. Other were talking about 2 years or 2 years and a half. And when all that was analyzed, we came up with a 3 years period. But when the ECOWA experts come to negotiate with the government and the junta, they agree on the 24 months. So ourselves, we are also expecting those 24 months to be respected. On the government side, they continue saying that they will be on time, while questions are being raised by political and social actors, even those who participated in the dialogue organized by the government.
As we speak, some opposition politicians are not in Guinea. Where do you hope this dialogue will take place, inside Guinea or outside Guinea?
I mean, if we're talking about a dialogue about Guinea, it's going to be in Guinea. Look, in the past, we have had dialogue organized outside of the country. They didn't go well. And that led the country to organize elections in 2010. Only God has helped that country not to go to civil war. This time, we don't want that. If there is a dialogue to take place, it should take place here in Guinea. And since nobody is prevented from coming back to participate in that dialogue, from the point of view of my coalition, there won't be any dialogue outside of the country, but inside.
Thank you so much again. A pleasure always to speak with you.
Thank you so much for having me.